The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What brings you joy? That's it. That's the topic. First two segments. What brings you joy? What do you have? I want you to call in. I want you to text in. I want you to go to the Odyssey app, punch up the microphone, leave a message up to 30 seconds. What in your life brings you joy? Dave, would you like to go first? What brings you joy? Obviously, your interactions with Ari.
Not in a good space with Ari.
Throwing
right
you completely under the bus. I would never.
No, you wouldn't, because you know the truth.
I would never, ever, ever do that. Would
what
you let go?
What brings me joy?
what
brings me joy?
Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah. I told you. You're prepped. Do you have notes? Do you have anything?
What's bringing me joy? I'm trying to think of something the opposite. My kids obviously bring me tons of joy every single day. Seeing them now in new activities that they're just starting now, a couple things, brings me joy every time I see how happy they are to be exploring new things, meeting new people.
That's great.
Learning new skills. All that's tremendous.
I love that.
Also, what's bringing me joy right now is plans.
Plans?
Is the excitement of plans that are made, plans that are being made, just looking forward to things.
Can you share?
First of all, I'm just tremendously looking forward to Thanksgiving now in a couple weeks.
You are? Already?
I love Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I'm already pumped up.
My favorite holiday also.
Already counting down. What are we, 16 days away? Counting them down. Very excited.
Do you rip something off the calendar at home?
I've got one of those ring calendar things. You get the rings of the paper. And
yeah.
Pulling off every day. It's great. At the end, you just get
kind of just like it there, didn't it?
Yeah. Just like that. Very good. And just looking forward to a couple trips, looking forward to getting out of the cold in March, heading down to Florida with
I like to stay family. Here in Minnesota during winter. I don't know
yes,
about you.
I know. The biggest crock of BS. and then my dad, who's been sitting at home for a couple weeks. Not able to do anything. He met your former partner, by the way, yesterday. I have to tell you that story a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Chance happening at the doctor's office.
Nice.
But he's sitting at home doing nothing, just having ankle fusion surgery.
Mm. This is bringing you joy?
What's bringing me joy?
What kind of awful human being are you? Hey, my dad's having fusion surgery.
What's bringing me joy is the surgery went well, that he'll hopefully be able to be much more mobile than he's been in the last year or two. And literally this morning, he just booked airline tickets for us to go see the Twins and Dodgers in L.A. in July.
Well, la-di-da.
And that's
fantastic.
Can't wait, because I've wanted to go to Chavez Ravine.
Yeah.
For years and years.
Well, you're a ball guy.
I am a ball guy.
Yeah.
I had a point in my life where I loved the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get inside the ballpark.
You're a big little engine that could guy, you know?
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
Those are all excellent.
Of course they are.
Okay. Of course they are. Your confidence brings you joy. Okay. I have a few also. You know, I talk so much about Cube. And he brings me joy. I mean, he was just probably the number one thing in my life is when he just starts laughing uproariously, and it's just kind of out of nowhere, and it just, I mean, it just slays me.
Every you think you're Mr. Funny Guy?
No. It's when he just on his own sees something.
I know.
And God, he was doing it last night, and just, I mean, I almost was crying. I was laughing so hard. Then he's laughing more. So, but with the family the other day, and many great things, including the fact that I still have such a great relationship with Michael. You know, Carla and I were together for 8 years, and even Carla was over. And Carla's with somebody else. I'm with somebody else. But we both are more than civil to each other and still have a very good relationship, you know? And that, and then just my middle boy, Griff, it just spending time with Griffin, and then I just had this wonderful conversation with Hunter. My oldest boys are just great human beings. They just really are, you know? And I was a giant pain in the ass to them. I really was. And they remind me, and there were times when I was too much, when I was too tough, and that's part of the, you know, the overwhelming tension with Q, and it's, literally the three greatest things in my life, their birth, and then Mike right there coming to my life with stepson and Jen's sons, because Jen and I dated for 6-7 years. Her sons, Christian and Hawken, are amazing too. I've been around so many quality people. I mean, Jen's an amazing person too, and she's married and very good person, and wish her only the best also, right? So having people in your life, whether they're in your life, they used to be in their life, and they were quality people, and, you know, it just stood out to me. Part of it, just in spending time with Hunter and Griffin recently and just feeling so great about them. What else do I have? Friends. You know me, I just thrive on friends, and I'm lucky. I have no idea how many friends I have compared to others, whatever. There's no chart. You know, you've got the chart for Thanksgiving. I have no idea. But, you know, that's what stunk the other day when I had the migraine.
Yeah.
I was about to hang out with 7 real good friends. And we're meeting at OD's. We're going to the Wolves game. Wolves game, I hope we would have left middle of the third quarter.
You might
it was
not
just,
have made it if you're starting at OD's.
Oh, my God. It was such a dreadful game. But just, I thrive on being around friends. It just makes my life better. And by the way, if you're more a solitary person, bravo. You don't have to live your life any way other than the way you want, right? For me, I feel fortunate to know folks and for them to inform me, make me smarter, make me laugh, find new things we do together, you know, find commonality. All that is great. Seeing other people in my life happy. Again, we kid each other a lot. I love you. And just hearing you talk about this, I hope we all have enough decency in our life that people in our lives, important, very important, kind of important, and when you see them happy, if that doesn't bring you some level of joy, I think you got to find a way to bring that in. You know, still connecting with important people in your life, looking back at your life and trying to correct a mistake. Maybe there's a big mistake you're trying to correct. Maybe it's multiple mistakes and you're trying to get better at that and be a better person. And if you feel like you've made progress in that area, that should bring you some joy, realizing mistakes that you've made in the past or where you can improve as a person. If you do that on your own, if you do that through therapy, if you do that through friends, that can bring joy. Let's just call it out. Sex. Sex, yes, brings me joy, that physical contact. And then, by the way, the cuddling, being near someone, that is fantastic. If you have a big project in your life, which I have right now, and seeing progress on that is great. This
even small projects.
Yeah, yeah. You're exactly right.
Yes.
If there are just things in your life, like there's just a couple things I've been just putting off because I can do that and it's just dumb, and I need to get it done. And then when you get it done.
Checking things off the list.
It feels good,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it? Good food brings me joy. I love good food. I get some people, they don't care. You do you. I'm a food snob. I love whether it's I've prepared something. Somebody's prepared something for me. We've combined on it. Going to a restaurant, by the way, it can be the hole-in-the-wall restaurant where, man, they make a good, if this is possible, outside of Brunson's, a French dip.
National French Dip
it
Day.
It is
national. Are you celebrating?
I'm not.
Is this why you brought up this topic?
No.
It's bringing
it's
you
not.
Joy.
I wish Brunson's the best. Okay, I hope their French dip kills, but the French dip is just massively overrated. My point is, you can go to Meritage. You can go to Spoon and Stable. You can go to Schuler's in my town, Golden Valley. If they have something that you enjoy, it brings you joy. Let's go. Let's get texts and phone calls. Come on. Don't be tepid. Texts are lining up. Give me a call. Tell me a couple things in your life. Maybe one thing that is bringing you joy in your life. 651-461-9226.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Individuals who are paid good money and didn't help Kamala Harris at all win the race.
It's a great guess.
Oh.
It's a great guess, but it's not.
Oh, shoot.
No.
Slim starts us off. What do we got for a theme?
Well, he's maybe the headliner of the list that was released today for nominees for the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yeah. There's a lot of big knockers on there, right?
Ton,
so I don't know.
A ton of big knockers.
Is he higher than Janet?
I'd say so.
Really?
Yeah.
Total career?
Yes.
Okay, text me. More successful career. Janet Jackson. Eminem. My gut tells me Janet, because, and again, Eminem, when did Eminem first burst upon the scene? It's 25 years ago?
Late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a good run. Janet first burst upon the scene, what, in the 70s? And it can't just be longevity.
Yeah.
Right? Because then she's going to win, right? At their peak?
I wasn't conscious to Janet's peak probably when it was. I was too young, but Eminem's peak was
80s and 90s,
massive.
Right?
Yeah, I was born in 84, so I wasn't exactly crushing Janet Jackson songs since I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
But Eminem's peak was, pop culture, he was it.
Yeah. Two strong contenders, right? It's a good list. Excellent one. Okay, let's go to Tim first. What brings you joy? Lots of text coming in. Keep the text coming in. Also, another phone call or two would be mucho appreciated. 651-461-9226 in the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text lines. What do you have, Tim?
Well, the thing that makes me the happiest is knowing that I don't have cancer anymore. I got to ring the bell.
Oh, fantastic,
cancer
Tim.
Free.
That is
you
great.
Can't beat it.
Oh, well, you can beat it, actually. You did.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
And it teaches people how to be humble. Best thing you'll ever get.
Tim,
that makes me happy.
Keep that as far away from you as possible. Very kind of you to share that message. Among the texts coming in, Dave Harrigan, Facebook keeps feeding me reels of chickens dancing, and it brings me more joy than I thought.
How do you get on that algorithm? I need to find that list.
See, I am not on Facebook. We are. The show is. I don't know. Do we need to post more stuff on Facebook? Are we posting?
We post 2, 3, 4 segments each day on Facebook.
Okay.
Specifically.
All right.
Yeah.
I am on the X, the Insta, and the TikTok. I am on, I think, TikTok most. And my Insta is fairly similar algorithms. You know what I was all over for like 2 weeks? The Domingo song from SNL and all the variations of it.
Okay.
And it cracked me up every time. It did. You can guess Curb is constant on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is funny how, you know, food. I'm down, especially on TikTok. I've just been thoroughly enjoying food recipes and items there. But, yeah, Facebook's the same idea. The Facebook, it seems like the people, like Carter's going to be here in a little bit, the political hatred on Facebook is just vicious.
Must not be on that algorithm.
Yeah, well, that's good for you.
I'm just on the algorithm of garbage I don't care about. I don't know how I got there. I must have, you know, paused on one post one time back in 2017, and all of a sudden they're just saying, this guy likes nonsense.
There you go. A lot of people are leaving Twitter for Blue Sky. I don't know that much about Blue Sky. Do you know much about it?
Other than people are leaving, that's all I know. I don't know.
I'm not leaving Twitter. I liked it better before. I don't see as many accounts as I want. I might get to a point where Elon, I mean, he's tweeting every 5 seconds. Now, maybe now the election is slowed down. I still enjoy the information I get. I'm still amused, and I can mute away. You know, if it gets too ugly, and I rarely do that. My pets bring me joy. I love to snuggle with the kids and watch Pokemon before bed. Daughter is too old now, sadly, but my son still does it. That's awesome. With 20 doctor's visits and hundreds of hours of research on my end, finally figured out the cause of multiple neurological symptoms, and the best part is they've resolved it, and I'm now starting to see that. That is
wow.
Wow, that is great also. What brings me joy is the lunch I just had. My friends and family and my best friend Paul has been in my life for 23 years and going to Twin Cities Comic Con this past Saturday. We just had it?
Yes.
Got it? Joy for me is 3 hours of the Springsteen show. I'll be doing that in Winnipeg tomorrow night. I thought he had stopped. Is he ever stopping?
No. No, the show's still going on from about 3 years ago.
I started a ukulele group 2 years ago, taught most of them how to play. We get together twice monthly and play and sing together. We sing at an open mic night. Bravo! The ukulele.
I don't see you as a ukulele guy.
How do you know?
You seem like the guy would be anti-ukulele.
Sobriety, somebody says. That's easy. A Trump victory last week. Hey, plenty of people are very joyful about it. Love good food and getting jobs done around the house. Yeah, Chad, we know you love knocking boots. Yeah, I do. Camping and being outside brings me joy. A morning walk on the beach in Jamaica between January and February. Well, la-di-da. Mm. Jealous. Let's see. You dated Adam's wife, Jen. No, I said she's married to a good person. That'd be so that eliminates Adam. Writing gives me joy. To steal a line from John Denver, I live under a bridge to write if I could, but the Lord of my wife wouldn't take it very good. My God. Quoting John Denver. I mean, we got another John Denver apologist coming in here in a minute.
That's What's wrong with John Denver?
What?
What do you got a problem with John
Denver?
He's fine.
Likes the back and forth when Jason joins. Thank you. My dog and sports, travel and volunteering. My dog and, of course, am I wrong? Making people smile. The election last week. What brings me joy? Raisins. And I did block that person instantly.
Pro raisins.
We're done with them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.